Fred Film Radio.
Joining us at this time is Georgian director Uta Beria, whose film Negative Numbers you can currently see for free in some European countries on the month of December as part of this year's Arte Kino program. Uta, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Hello.
So let's start off easy. Would you like to introduce the story of Negative Numbers for those unfamiliar with it?
I can say shortly, it's my debut film. It's about juvenile detention center based in Georgia, Tbilisi. And the story is based on real events. Former rugby players were teaching rugby in the prison. Then they decided to make about this events a movie, because it was very emotional for them to be there and to see inside how it looks like the system in prison in Georgia. And then we started to work at the script. We were working about 5 years on the script. I just collect all these real facts, all these real stories, real characters, and I just make one movie from the...
Yeah, so I mean, it's these two former rugby players who enter this juvenile center, detention center, and they work with these. How did you find out about this story?
That way, they found me. They just wanted to have a script writer in the board. So they find me because that time it was 2012, end of 2011. And I was just young scriptwriter who already did some script for the successful movie. So they find me, and I started to work on this project as the scriptwriter. And then I just grew up with this script, with these stories, because as I told, it took 5 years from my life. So I grow up, and I also am a director with profession. And so then we just decided that I must be a director of this story, of this script. And
right, you had worked on it for so long that then finally it was decided that you should direct it as well.
Yeah, because it becomes very personal for me. Because when you give something 5 years, it's becoming very personal, very important. And beside that, the problem, the story, the topic is my inside thoughts. It was very personal for me, so yeah, it was not my idea, but it became my life, we can say it like this.
Of course, as the project developed, it started picking up a personal dimension. And so before we talk more about the movie, I wanted to know whether you started working in film also to tell your stories. I mean, obviously, many filmmakers, when they work on a film, even if it's not their story that they're telling, you know, they start to also talk about themselves through their works. Do you feel that's the same thing that happens with you and your films?
Yes, but you know what? When you really understand, and when you really on, for example, I can say with my film, and not to have a philosophy talk, I was victim also of this problem, what is my film about. So, for example, when you do a social movie about social problem, what I don't like, nowadays, artists, directors, they took this problem for make a success based on this. They take problem, they do the film about problem, and that's it. And they don't really care about the problem. They just get award from the festivals, and I like and I want to be such kind of director who really cares about the problem, really cares what he's talking about, and really understand the theme, really understand the topic, and it is his very personal and very inner something. Yeah, it was like my position, and I want to do always, I want to create always like this way.
So do you have a personal direct connection to the story? You mentioned you were a victim.
Yeah, not like very tough. I never was detained, but in Georgia, this mentality, criminal mentality, in my childhood, when I was teenager, it was very active, and all day we young boys were facing on this problem, on this dilemma, which family you belong to, and what is your way of lifestyle, and then it changed. My film is about the prison, and that kind of prison, what is shown in my film, this detention center. And now the government changed some rules. For example, in juvenile detention center, there is not now so much boys, but the system is the same. They collect money, they have this criminal mentality, call it Stephen Law culture, and in the streets, this mentality somehow it's reborn. When I was shooting the film, the feeling was this mentality in the street almost gone, not exist, but in the not in the center, some regions maybe. But now I have a feeling that it is coming back. And so in Georgia, when my film was in the Tbilisi Film Festival, the audience reaction and feedback was like that it's a right way to show this film.
So when we talk about this, we talk about also toxic masculinity, I feel.
Yeah, but this is not problem, I think, this toxic I don't call it like that, because women's also very strong in Georgia, so there is no problem. The problem is about criminal thinking, about...
why do you think that? Why does it exist? Why do you feel that? Is it financial problems? Is it just a education problem? A bit of everything?
Yes, bit of everything. And main, I think that this financial problem, of course. But when it becomes mentality, it was made this mentality, this system of managing the prisons was created in the Stalin period, and after like World War II, like that years, and because there was too many prisoners in the prison, and they need some system to manage all that, and they create this system, and it's based on like this Stephen Law, the person who called Stephen Law, he's the main, and he lives like he's always right. He lives like a priest. It was before. You can ask him, and he decide who is right, who is wrong. And it was out of system, and it out of the USSR. They were in conflict in the Soviet Union. The thought was like that in people. They thought that this Stephen Lowe culture is like against of Soviet Union, and that's why people liked it. But inside it was like that because Soviet Union create this system because they need it. You understand? And then this system came out from the prison and starting to develop in the streets, in the real life, I mean, in the, yeah, outside of the prison. And then Soviet Union collapsed, and this system is still existing because of that. Too many people in this region, not only in Georgia, too many people have not good education, have no success in their life, have no money for to live. They need something to express themselves. Yes, they need something to say that to feel that they are like men. They decide something, and this is an alternative for them. This is a way for to prove themselves that they did something in this life. And so this is main why this system became a mentality problem.
Do you think that cinema can help in any way?
With cinema, you can understand someone who you did not understand before. Cinema can do this. And I think this act, when you understand someone who you did not understand it before, this moment is like the moment when you changing. Yeah. And the main was that I wanted to make a movie when you will understand the dead boys who are in prison and they are negatives and they are out of our society and we forgot them. Why they are there? Why they negative? And I wanted to show that to feel to do that like that audience like understand that they are victims.
Right.
Empathy.
Empathy,
yes. And when you have this empathy, such kind of negative people, negative person, and you really understand what is this, his problem, and you then starting thinking about it. And when you starting thinking about something, I think this is a way of changing when you will be somehow will change. And I believe in cinema.
So just talking about the film again, and how did you put together the cast of actors that are in the movie? I thought they were great.
Yeah, it was.
But also, it is a big cast. So, I mean, I'm just wondering what was that process like?
Yeah, it was also a long period. It was almost 1 year of casting period, and we were searching these faces, this voice everywhere with the bases of casting bases. We in the schools, in the streets, even in the undergrounds, and we find I had three casting director, my friends based in Georgia.
I mean, these people were probably some of them familiar with juvenile detention centers or no?
Yeah, yes, they were. And not only juvenile detention centers. So we were all familiar of this mentality. So it was easy for them to talk naturally, and but to have almost 50 teenager in one place in prison, it becomes then it grow to the real prison our shooting. It was like we were shooting almost 40 days, and after 20 days of shooting, we were feel that we are in the prison, so we eat together. We somehow when we have a time for rest, we were sleeping in that beds, and all day we were together there. And so I become like the director of the prison, and they were my prisoners.
Yeah. that's it.
But we had the friendship, this relationship. Yeah.
Ah, right. But did you also find it challenging to kind of control this big cast of teenagers, as you say?
Yeah. I had the rehearsals for that. I was learning, and I was collecting the skills how to manage all this. I was working as a teacher in the school before that, and I was learning how to make a right relationship with the teenagers. It helps me then.
Yeah, because I mean, this was your first film, so I mean, also were going through a process of evolution and personal education. So I guess, but I'm also thinking, because you're talking about, you know, the cast of teenagers, but also when I think about the story and what you told me about the cultural situation that inspired it, do you feel like all of this forces people to grow up earlier than in other parts of the world where things are easier?
Yeah, 100%. You are right. Yeah. For example, the prototype of the main character, Nick, that guy, this real person, now we are friends, and he was 14 years old when he was detained, and when he came out, he was 18. When he was 16 and 17, he was the main in the prison. And that time, when he was in the main, in detention center, there was more than 100 boys. And he was almost 1 year, maybe more, he was the charge of 100 inmates, 16 years old boy. Do you understand his skills of managing, his how he is strong, and how he was not 16 years old, he was like man. Yeah, so it is very sad that person who has and who had such kind of skills was there and was not learning some, I don't know, some in the business school, maybe he will be like very successful, I think, manager today, because everyone cannot do that, what he did.
Yeah, you end up losing a lot of years of your life, and then
beside that, system, you must be the tough, you must be strong, and
because if you're not strong, people take advantage of you.
Yeah, and that's why you are losing your childhood earlier than others.
But is that true also, like, in outside of the prison, then, generally speaking?
We can say it's the same outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Did you have any references in terms of how you wanted to shoot this movie? What was your idea?
Yes, so we worked about that also maybe 1 year with the DOP and with the designers and all the staffs who creates the style of the movie. And we wanted to have the authentic everything, to have authentic. And with DOP, I think Tato did that. The sincerity you feel with his camera, because we don't want it to make a beautiful movie about struggle of these young people. We wanted to make a movie when you understand and feel that problem. And I think Tato did this. I think you cannot find even one shot in the movie when the main is composition and beauty of the frame. And in the second, you feel, and after that, you feel the character on, you feel the story, what is going on. And I think from Tato, it was like a sacrifice, your artistic want to be in the first line, and he sacrificed that want, and now when you watch our movie, the first what you feel is the story, is the characters, is the problem, and then you see their DOP or me or designers or etc.
Yeah, and I mean, the entire film is basically set in the prison compound. How important was it to find the right location? And what location was it? Was it an actual, you know, prison?
Yeah, it was very important. It was, I always say that it was the main, I think, after getting money for shoot, the main main was the to find this location, because it was old prison and it was not working, and we did some works there to bring their life again. Production designer built inside these cells, these rooms, these walls, and it was like when we are working there, it was like a prison which actually can work. We did not make only the frame production design. We did all the prison production design. And this was very important for me, for boys, for DOP, for everyone. It was like very authentic. It was like real prison.
Yeah. All right, Uta, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.